Freud's Angels. Here is your reading for the week. Remember, never give your power up to a reading, a reader, or any situation. Remember, you always have the power of autonomy. Enjoy. Hey, angels, welcome to your weekly reading for April 14th through the 20th. Like, two more weeks, friends. Two more weeks, and we get to be done with Mercury. Actually, it's a little less than 2 weeks, so it's like maybe a week and 5 days. But
so ready.
Oh my God. Like, can we just get out of like the whole thing? It has been a doozy. You know, Vanessa was saying in the pregame about how like it's like the slingshot effect of the eclipses, but then I feel like the slingshot effect happened, but then Mercury's in retrograde, so there's a big wall at the end of the slingshot, and we just kind of like crashed into it and was like,
yep.
Oh,
that's perfect. Perfect. Because I said in the pregame about too, the feeling of like when you stretch a balloon or you stretch like a really stretchy material and then you cut it, right? Like you feel the cut, but and it snaps in both directions. Like, that's really what it felt like.
1000%. So I think some of us are in a post eclipse hangover. We're still facing Mercury retrograde. I have to fly tomorrow, so send all of the good vibes and me making it with all the doors on my plane. Like,
yeah.
Oh yeah. Man.
The things we took for granted about travel that we're now very much aware of could happen.
Anyways, Vanessa, I think the surrender card it talks to your mermaids. And so what are your mermaids saying?
Yeah, I mean,
we've been pulled out by our cart.
We are. We try to pull these for everybody, but they're also for, like, they're just like, in case you need to know this, here it is for you. Yeah. You do need to know this. Look at it. This card has come up recently, and I pulled it, and then because it came up recently, I put it back in the deck because I was like, no, and then it came out again. So I was like, we're not going to keep playing this game. We'll just take you. It is the Abundance card. I know we definitely have talked about this before. It's a beautiful card. She's sitting with a chest full of jewels, and they're all over the place. And she's playing with a necklace, and she's got like her golden clamshell bra, and her hair is sparkly gold. Her tail is gold. Like, she is just in all of it, has all of it. The look on her face is very just kind of indifferent. Like, she's not elated to be in this abundance. She's just kind of in it. Like, of course, you know, it's almost like her face is saying, are you surprised that I have all these things? You know, like, this is super fine and normal. And I feel like, you know, every time I pull, the thing I love about Oracle cards is that I feel that the openness to interpretation, I mean, no surprise here from the air sign. I like that. I like that on some days I can look at the abundance card and it's supposed to remind me to look at the abundance that already exists. And then sometimes when I pull the abundance card, it is to remind myself that I can have things and to look at my limiting beliefs and see how much abundance I may be blocking, you know? So I feel like that's what I love about this card, because it is, you know, it is some of that. And opening up to the and more. We talk about this all the time. Grace talks about it all the time of being like, that and more, that and more. That was something that you taught me to always use with my manifestations. And more, because I don't know everything. There might be something I don't know about. Bring that too. Absolutely. Don't just let me limit myself. Bring me something better. If there's something better I don't know about. And so today, that's what I feel like the abundance card is telling us to do. I think the abundance card is telling us to be open. There is so much out there that feels abundant to you that you don't know will make you feel abundant. But if you have your blinders on, you won't get them. You will not get it. So you have to be able to sit and go, this is great. That will be great. All the things that come to me will be great because I'm letting them, because I'm allowing abundance to mean more things than what I think of it right now. I know what I feel is abundant right now, but if I go back 5 years, it felt extravagant, right? Like it felt out of my hands, out of my reach, something that I could never have, right? And so, but if I had acted on that, if I never allowed myself to believe that there could be more for me, I wouldn't get to this point, right? And I wouldn't have been able to get to this point because it's like there were a lot of the things, I mean, including like the truck payment, I didn't want it. I wouldn't let myself do it, yeah. Right? So I really feel that strongly when I look at this card today, that it is about the abundance that we don't see but need to let come in. And so I'm going to throw the hot potato at you, Grace, so that you can finish this lovely story that we are being told.
So, you know, when we're trying to manifest and we're like, yeah, I want this thing. And I want a house, and the house has to be 1200 square feet. And there has to be two rooms with a den and a sunroom and a porch and 7.3 acres and all of that, right? We're mm-hmm. manifesting.
Yes.
So what the surrender card said today, because I asked the cards, I'm like, do I want surrender cards or do I want the gateway cards? Right. And it's like, no, the surrender cards are like, no, surrender's appropriate right now. And so what came out was surrender your attachment to results. So it says the formula for success is to do all you can to quote unquote make things happen, which is my famous saying sometimes, then let go of the results. Holding on too tightly to a desired outcome can sabotage it. This is, you know, this, I mean, so connects to our abundance, right? When we, you know, it's not wrong to desire things. I think that's the other end of the spectrum, right? Mm-hmm. We're somewhere in the middle. It's not wrong to desire things. Like, you have no idea how long in my lifetime that I have wished for a two-bedroom apartment to have an office or a healing room and to have a bedroom and to have other, you know, you have no idea how long I have like wanted this. This was well before I even moved to Arizona. Mm-hmm. And I never had it. I never got it. And mm-hmm. then I got it here. And then I was like, now I'm like looking at apartments and I'm like, I don't want to bedroom apartment anymore.
Wild man.
Because I don't want to clean. I would rather have a large living room that I can have my office in. And it's not about cleaning, really. It's about just...
It can be about cleaning, Grace, because it's about cleaning for me, too. Absolutely. That's a big deal.
But it's like you accumulate so much more when you have more space. And I think it suffocates me sometimes. Mm-hmm. And it like makes me feel held down, right? Mm-hmm. But this also... You know, when we're thinking about our business, right, I am totally like doing a massive shift in what I feel I'm serving the world with. And we think about our success. We think about, you know, what success looks like to us. But what we don't take into consideration sometimes is that success can mean many different things. There's many different moments of success that we can enter into, especially if we're working or we're have a goal. Like, we have to define where we want to go. But like Vanessa said, we open the door to the and more. Our brain can only manifest from its knowledge. And you don't know everything. Nobody knows everything, right? Nobody. And so if you don't realize that there's a better thing that would serve you better, that is more aligned with where you're going and what you want to do, then that's why we ask for the and more. And more, or this, or something better. Like, we're calling that in because we're saying to spirit, hey, like, I don't know the result of this process or what I want to do. And I don't know the result of this manifestation because I don't know if I know all the information. So here's what I would like. This is what I would like. And define it. It's okay to have definition. But if you find something better or more that is more in alignment with me, I will absolutely accept that. That it's called co-creation, right? And we get kind of to the mercy when we're in suffering, or even when we're not in suffering, we kind of
want to know what the end result is. We're really connected to that end result because trauma, you need to know the sure things. You need to know what will happen. And it could be the way you make, you get comfort is to sabotage it because you know what will happen if you take this risk and, you know, you don't understand how you're manifesting or how you're relating to it. You'll step into the space of sabotage because you're like, oh, see, I can't do it. Like all those belief systems come up. Our brain will, there's fail safes for us. Mm-hmm. And so the unknown that this or something more is really scary. It's scary for some people because it, you don't know what's coming. And the unexpected with people with trauma or any type of, you know, issue, it's not comfortable. And Vanessa and I were just in the pregame. Oh, lamenting on how our brains want to like figure everything out. And we're not sitting in the faith of what will happen because for me personally, it's because there's a part of me that doesn't trust myself. Mm-hmm. And so and it's because there's so much unknown on the other side of a decision or something happening, whether it's soon or not. And I just really think that this is calling us out to say, look, I know this is what you want to manifest. And it's okay to want it, but invite in the rest, invite in the other availability of things and don't negate it because it doesn't look like what you wanted. Yeah. Because that's how we get stuck, right?
Yeah.
We get stuck with our own limitations because we create our limitations.
Yeah. And we don't always know what's best for us. I mean, really, like as you were talking about the and more, I was thinking about the stark contrast between what you were just talking about the apartments and what I've been talking about like where I've lived too, is that the and more ended up being a smaller place, which doesn't make sense, right? Like, it's like, no, that's not more, is it? But it was more in that I learned more about myself. I got rid of a lot of things that were holding me down. Like there's stops along the way that help you redefine what that and more means and better means, right? Because again, like we don't know, we're operating from certain systems sometimes, like, oh, this big house, that's what I need. I need so much space. And then you're like, okay, I got that. Right? Like, okay.
I don't want that.
Why isn't it good? Why am I not like tap dancing into like, I've made it, right? Because, okay, I did, but I'm, you know, the form that it came in was in a way that it could be temporary, that it could, you know, all that kind of stuff. And then being able to be here in this much smaller place and learning a lot about being like, God, this was what I needed. It's not what I need forever. It's not the and more and better that I would have imagined, but it's what I needed in order to get to whatever my next level is. This is part of that staircase, the middle part of the staircase that we're not really that excited about because we're trying to get to the top, right? Trying to get to the top. What's the top? Like, oh, well, sometimes you're going to have to go back, you know, to something that seems like it would be smaller, but it's not. It's like a resting place, or you know what I mean? Like, yeah. So I feel like that's part of it, right? Like, is that when we're surrendering to the result, we're remembering that there are multiple results. Yeah. And so that we're allowing ourselves to go, okay, what's next? What's next? Instead of being like, well, that's not it. This is what I need. And it's all, and if it's not it, then it's not, then I haven't done it.
Well, and also if it isn't bigger than what I'm dreaming of, right? Because here's the thing, mm-hmm. is that sometimes if we do manifest what we're asking for, it will slow down the progress to the end result. Like, let's just use an example. If you had gotten a bigger place that was more expensive and cost more, and you had to spend more time working, you wouldn't be as free as you are to uh-huh. have fun with Scarlett. And you also, it would have taken you longer to get to the ultimate, to the end goal, right? Yep. This gave you a reprieve of, you mm-hmm. know what? Hey, it isn't my ideal place, but it's helped me understand. I mean, the understanding and the realizations yep. in your lives and the healing that's happened in that small space has been astronomical since mm-hmm. you got there.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And that's like the foundation building blocks of that what we want, that thing that we don't know that we want, because we're operating from different systems. Like I'm learning more about myself so that the things that I want are more based in that feeling, right? Like, so what do I want that makes me feel free is now like more of my focus than what do I want that makes me feel accomplished or that makes me have room or that makes me be able to do A, B, and C, right? Like I'm more just kind of like, and when once, and what it's doing is that when I feel like my freedom is threatened, I now take a pause and be like, how do I do something that makes me like, no, I'm not trading my freedom, right? Yeah. And that's priceless. I needed to be able to learn that because that's what all of it is about. I want to feel free. I don't want to feel like I'm nailed down to something that isn't rooted in my freedom, right? And that's, I mean, I know that kind of doesn't make sense when we think about living spaces and everything, but it does. I trust you. It makes sense in my, or trust me, it makes sense in my mind.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now.
Like in looking for a new space, I'm not looking for a 2-bedroom apartment. I'm okay with like a 1-bedroom with a large living room. That's kind of where I've headed. Or even a large studio that kind of, it just doesn't have a door on the bedroom. Like that's what they are in some places. I'm like, that's not a studio. That's a 1-bedroom apartment without a door. But
So I had a friend who just moved from one of those and it was ginormous. And I was like, it's only you here. It's fine that you don't have a door. Like this is a great space.
Yeah. So, you know, so it's changed. Now I'm open to anything. If spirit is like, nope, this is it. Like, you know, nope, here's like a house to rent or here's something different that I'm going to put you in that place that you need to be. Yeah. And so it just, I don't know, it, that realization of just letting you like know that it may not be a 2-bedroom, like it may be something smaller, but that doesn't mean I'm not manifesting. We think this or something more to be bigger than what we're trying to manifest. And what we don't understand, it's like that my old, the person who taught me Reiki, she always used to say, you know, you want to manifest a big house and a fancy car, but then you have to pay for the insurance and then you have to pay for the repairs and all of that expenses come with manifesting that new car. And are you able to pay for it? And how is that going to limit the rest of your life?
Exactly. 100%. And that's the thing is that like, we don't always know better. We don't always know what we're manifesting from. A lot of times it is belief systems that are not soul-based. And so, yeah, I feel like these cards are basically like, what does abundance mean to you? And separate yourself from the outcomes that you have been programmed to believe are abundance and go on a journey, go on a feelings journey versus a thinking journey. And I hate saying it out loud because I'm like, yes, I hear myself. Right, again, we're doing a reading for the collective, not us. Can you stop?
and you know, And that in itself is like you talk about programming, especially people in the spiritual world. You're so unconscious, you're so programmed, and we're trying to break free from this programming, which is legitimate. Mm-hmm. But the definitions of success is another program.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. And it's one of the biggest programs we need to get rid of or understand and release, man.
1,000%.
Because success can be, and abundance is so different than what we think it is. We're taught that it is materialistic, but we're taught that's the only place to be abundant. There's other abundance in the world. We have to see it because when we see it in other places, we can recognize it in our lives, right? Mm-hmm. One of the things I read, my first book that I read about chakras, right, said, and I'll never forget this. He said, if you can go outside and see how nature is abundant for all the things in it, then you can see that reflected in your own life. Connect to the abundance that, you know, there's the squirrels have the trees to live in. They have the acorns from the tree that fall off the tree. Like everybody is provided for in some way of their cycle of life.
Yeah.
And that is also happening with us when we get out of our heads and the programming of what we think is abundant, what we think is success. Yeah. That happened in the natural form of things.
Yeah, I love that. And I think it goes right along with the topic that we have for our podcast this week. So listen to the podcast on Wednesday as well.
Yes, absolutely. We hope you have a good week. Hang tight, friends. We're on the home stretch. We're over halfway through. We can get through this. I promise. It'll be so important looking back on these moments, and you'll be like, I see why we had to go through all that shit show.
Yeah.
Love you.
It always happens. If we really look back, it always does happen. So
yeah, 1000%. Love you guys. See you in the podcast on Wednesday.
Thanks for listening. Remember, catch our podcast every Wednesdays on your favorite podcast station. Take care and have a great week.